Happy Halloween, everybody. We're back for another spooky season, and I think we've got a doozy of an idea for this year. They're getting harder to think of, I will say, but I'm pretty happy with what we came up with. I got the full pantheon of the No Fucks Given crew, Matt, Peter, and Connor. How's everybody doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Ready? I am happy to be firmly in fall now.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm still waiting for fall to hit in Texas, but once it does, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Do you get fall?
Well, we're out of 100-degree weather, so that's basically fall here.
Oh, okay. The high 90s? Great.
Yeah.
So, like, the lifers are already in their sweater vests.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's what we're doing. We're racking our brains on a bunch of different ideas for, like, mini-series to do for the Halloween season. And luckily, the answer was right under our noses the whole time, because our resident scaredy cat, Peter York, hasn't seen a lot of Halloween or horror movies. So I pitched a little mini game that we're going to play this Halloween season. And here's how it's going to work. Peter is judge, jury, and executioner. So let me just say that right out of the gate. He doesn't know what we're suggesting to watch yet. And what we're going to do is Matt, Connor, and I are all going to pitch a horror film to watch. So each one's going to be its own episode. We're going to pitch a horror movie. The gimmick is we have to compete to have Peter decide which of these horror movies is the scariest without being, as he will decide, quote unquote, too scary. So we're kind of doing Price is Right with fear in a lot of ways.
Can I give you my sweet spot? Can I give you my perfect horror movie that I love the most?
Yeah. What?
Cabin in the Woods. Cabin in the Woods is my sweet spot. It's not too scary. It's very tongue-in-cheek. It's got a lot of good humor to it. There are still scares. There's some gore. But, like, it's not over the top. And that is, like, squarely what I can handle is that.
So you gave us a bit of a sort of, like, menu of stuff you've already eaten, and you're like, what are the other foods out there that aren't too spicy?
Did I do that, but if you go back through the list, and we can share the list, I ranked them in order of how scary I think they are.
Of scariest.
One being the scariest. Spicy. Yeah. One is
well,
the
what's
spicy.
Interesting, yeah. the I'll just say quick, what scares you isn't always the scary thing in the movie. Like, you have specific things that will kind of, like, get under your skin in very specific ways. We all know the Long Gonzo story. So basically, like, that's kind of, and I've had that in my head this whole time we've been thinking about it. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I do want to get into having us watch these films. So Peter, we're each going to suggest one. If you've seen it, let us know, because it has to be something you have not seen yet. So I will let Connor take the reins with the first movie we're going to watch for this series.
I'm so nervous.
You should be.
Yeah, and you know, I had a tough time with this because I think of all the people here, we've watched the most scary movies together. I have seen you curl up into the little Peter ball on the corner of the couch, seeking safety.
It's called a York peppermint patty.
That's right. No, that's what happens if I get really scared. I make a little York peppermint patty.
And I was going to go to some pretty dark places. I was ready to inflict that on you. But Tuesday evening was my birthday. Matt and I were at a bar. And a little film came on that I think skews a little bit closer to your sweet spot. And instead of tormenting you, I'm going to sort of invite us all to enjoy a classic, and that classic is The Return of the Living Dead.
Yes.
Ooh. Wow, that was one of mine. That was going to be one of my alternates. Wow, I'm so excited.
Peter, have you seen The Return of the Living Dead?
I have not. I have seen a lot of latter-day Romero. If you remember during the pandemic, mm-hmm. we did.
Well, so here's the thing. Return of the Living Dead is not a Romero. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Romero's partner, whose name escapes me, continues to hold the rights to the term of the living dead. Mm-hmm. And they had some split. I don't know all the details. I'll do the research before the episode. And Romero holds the rights, I guess, to the, I don't know.
Of the dead.
Time of day.
Of the living dead.
Yeah. Well, Romero, yeah. So the original film was Night of the Living Dead. The other guy got Of the Living Dead, and Romero got the time of day. So it, you know, night, dawn.
That's why,
day.
Like, Dawn of the Dead, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's so Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead.
Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead.
Yeah, Day of the Dead, and then the ones that we covered at the beginning of the pandemic, which, looking back at it, was so classy.
A choice.
Yeah, definitely a choice that we made.
So this is one of the 80s ones.
This is
one of the 80s ones.
This is the 80s movie. My argument is that it's the most 80s movie.
Okay.
Even more so than Streets of Fire. So I'm looking forward to all of us watching this. I'm looking forward to hearing all of your thoughts. I'm looking forward to imagining Peter curled up on the couch, scared out of his mind. Can I reveal what my alt was?
No, let's get through all the picks first.
Let's wait, because what if one of us sort of says, sure, but I do want to hear it, because Return of the Living Dead was one of my, it was like my second one, honestly. I'll say, of all zombie movies, Return of the Living Dead is probably tied with like Train to Busan for me as far as like my favorite zombie films.
Wow.
This is a treat of a movie, and it's so funny and scary at the same time. I think this is something special. This is like an every year Halloween movie for me.
Don't give away too much now.
I don't want to give away too much. It's great. I'm excited. Matt, would you like to go next?
Sure. I was digging into my own pantheon of movies that I enjoy, but also aren't horrendously nihilistic and scary. And I went back into the annals of my childhood when I used to watch the WB11, because they used to have like Saturday movies and all sorts of crap. And there was one that was on TV that would scare the crap out of me when I was a kid, and just like moments of it have stayed in my mind, but was not geared towards adults. It's rated PG-13. It is 1987's The Gate. The Gate?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Most people have
not.
That's
surprising.
Yeah. Starring baby Steven Dorff. But yeah, it is a weird, it's definitely a horror movie, but it's a weird 80s, again, because that's our sweet spot anyway, 80s like fantastical weird, but also has moments that have stuck with me since I was 7.
Great. The poster's burned in my brain. It's like, yeah.
I can't wait to talk to you guys about this movie.
Yeah, I have not seen it either.
Matt introduced it to
I'm
me.
I'm excited.
Oh, no. Again? Tiny goblin creatures?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't look too much into
don't,
it,
don't
man.
Look
don't
look it up.
It
what
away.
Are you doing? You got to not. You got to stop.
He's doing pre-research so he doesn't get scared.
Stop it. Jess, take his computer away.
All right. This is good. We're 2 for 2. We didn't have to kind of run through. I thought we were going to have a big problem sort of narrowing down, but apparently Peter has been avoiding this genre like it's a plague. So
that's great.
Unfortunately, we're staying in the 80s. Probably.
Fortunately.
I went back and forth for a while, and Amanda and I had some several long conversations and two big fights about like what we're going to pick for you. And then I finally suggested this movie, and Amanda was like, that's it. That's the one. So I'm hoping you have not seen it, but I forgot the year, but I'm pitching that we show you the original Creepshow.
I have not seen it.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a little bit of a shotgun blast because it's an anthology. So I feel a little cheap picking it, but Stephen King.
Yeah.
George Romero. Forget who else is involved. There's a bunch
was
of.
Was John Carpenter involved?
I always think he was, but I actually don't think he was involved. That's Body Bags is kind of the one.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which is also fun. But Creepshow is like it's like one of the Halloween movies because it is just like a masterpiece of just kind of like one notch higher than sort of like Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark, but like it gets pretty heavy. But I think it's just on that line.
I think it's interesting for all of us. I mean, of course we were going to pick 80s movies, but to me, all of these three picks feel very much like a Technicolor Halloween.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of just like skirting that line between what's truly terrifying and then stuff that will almost make you laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, at least of the ones that I've seen, there's definitely like some very funny moments and stuff. So it's but at the very least, it sounds like you're going to be watching some true classic horror movies for your own education.
To continue your emotional education.
I wish I could say I'm looking forward to it. And I kind of am, because everyone except the gate I've known about roughly. Sure. So I have heard of. I'm a little surprised. I was expecting I was expecting more like older classics that like have aged to the point that they're not as scary anymore.
Wait, are you nervous we went too scary?
I'm always nervous that people have gone too scary, but that's
Wait, all right, Connor and Matt, I'm not alone in thinking we did not go scary enough.
Oh,
right?
Fuck no.
I feel like we.
No. We could have been genuinely cruel.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Nobody took big swings. No, I agree with that.
Yeah, we are still firmly in the no diving section of the pool.
Like. He's got his floaties on, though. That's fun. So, wait. Okay. So we're going to do Return of the Living Dead, The Gate, and Creepshow.
Yeah.
The original Creepshow, yes. Not Creepshow 2. Or the show. That's great. Does anyone want to mention their alternates they were thinking about?
Because I was actually pretty excited about this until I realized that Return of the Living Dead was an opportunity not to be missed. And also probably more in line. Less cruel. Generally less cruel. I was going to propose Hellraiser.
Oh God!
Yeah, we talked about that.
That's so mean.
Yeah,
I don't. But that's so fucking mean.
But here's the thing: Hellraiser. Well, there's a couple of valences to this. One, Hellraiser is not, in my experience watching the film, and of course everybody's results may vary, is not scary as much as it's gothic. It's kind of a vibe. Like the Cenobites, they definitely look like they are uncomfortable for sure, and that is certainly scary. But it's not like there's no chases, there's no jump scares, there's no.
But it's like body horror too.
If you watch it now, like Hellraiser has earned a reputation in the public consciousness that the first film does not. Like, not that it doesn't live up to it, but like if you watch it now, it's fairly dry and tame.
Yeah.
And like most of it is just a slow burn.
Yeah.
With little moments of body horror shit happening along the way.
It's kind of like an unusually designed ghost story more than anything else.
Yeah.
That also includes a little bit of incest. But
Like
horrific things happen, but it's not scary. However, the second valence is knowing Peter the way that I know Peter, Peter's main fear is existential in nature. If it's a thing that he cannot understand, it is to be feared. And the Cenobites and the world of the Cenobites and like the rules of Hellraiser are certainly, they're sort of like Eldritch adjacent,
Yeah.
Sort of like if you mix the world of Call of Cthulhu together with like the biblical hell, that's sort of what you get. And I think, I don't know if there was a moment that Peter would have necessarily jumped off the couch, but he would have come out the other side of that movie a different person.
I would argue the "and Jesus wept" shot, and if you remember this, you will know what I'm talking about, would be that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peter, I'll say I've never seen a Hellraiser movie, so if you want to Thelma and Louise it with me, I'm happy to go through it.
You've never seen Hellraiser?
I think I, so like 2 or 3 years ago, like Amanda was on a work trip and I was like home alone and I like saw it on whatever it was on, Shudder, Netflix, something. And I turned it on and like 2 minutes in, I'm like, oh, this is not the energy I need right now. It wasn't that it was scary. It was just like, I think it opens with like someone being like hooked up by their skin. And yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I necessarily need this.
Yeah, and that might have been a Hellraiser sequel because they really lean.
Maybe it was. Maybe I put on the wrong one.
They really lean into like the torture and torment side of things in the later movies. I mean, the basic plot of Hellraiser is a guy basically escapes hell and has to reassemble himself using parts of his brother. Then the Cenobites come to bring him back to hell. And the final girl is the guy's niece, his brother's daughter. Very sexually hungry man that had been cheating with his brother's wife, and it becomes a sort of like Victorian Gothic kind of tale in that way.
Okay,
it's like The Cottage if The Cottage took place in hell.
Well, I'm glad that didn't end up. I'm glad I didn't go first because I might have picked Return of the Living Dead. Matt, do you have an alternate you want to?
Oh, it was gonna be Event Horizon. No, I'm kidding. Fuck. I'm kidding.
That's a movie Peter shouldn't see.
No. Such a shitty movie.
I love that movie beyond reason, and I would one day so love much. To debate that. But
I would love to, too. I think, yeah, and I should watch it.
As again. Somebody that sits directly in the middle of you two, in opinion, I would like to participate.
Yeah.
I will not be joining.
I was going to come a little out of left field and actually submit a television episode, which to me I feel like is the only Halloween episode of all of Star Trek, which is one that's literally just called Night Terrors. And it's partially hokey, but also there are moments in it that are earnestly terrifying. Like they actually kind of did Haunted House well.
Original or next gen?
TNG, next gen.
Is that the one where Data's having bad dreams?
Data's not the one having bad dreams, but it has to do with dreaming and people having trouble sleeping and all sorts of other crap. Mm. But yeah, it's I do watch it every year just because it's a nice.
Is that the one with the cake?
No, that's a whole other one.
Okay.
This one is essentially a haunted ship.
Gotcha.
Like the shtick. Yeah.
That's fun. I'll do a Halloween commentary of that once we're done with this series right before, because I haven't seen that.
If everybody's willing, I would be, and it's only like 40 minutes long, so it's you know, really easy watching. So what was your alternate then, Frank?
Main alternate was Return of the Living Dead. But I was trying to think of what else to kind of be ready with, and one of them was From Beyond, which is I feel like it's also riding that line of like it's a little Lovecraftian, it's a little body horror, but it doesn't go too hard. It's very like it's kind of cartoony, but it's I don't know. It's a fun little like 90-minute movie that's got some great special effects. And then also
many wet puppets.
A lot of wet puppets. If you two went harder with your picks, I was going to go with probably It Follows.
Mm. It Follows was on my short list too of like
it'd be interesting to see how Peter handles that, because I think that's the horror movie that I think about unnervingly the most out of all horror movies. Like it just randomly pops in my head. The idea of that film fucks me up all the time.
I think going into it, I didn't want to pick something that was just going to be like turned up to 11.
No.
Cause like my ethos about the season, spooky season Halloween, is like, it's an opportunity for everybody to not scare themselves, but you know, test their limits, but in a safe way that doesn't overload you. It's kind of like, you know, it's like Peter was saying, choosing your level of spice.
Yeah.
So like I wanted something that like at the end of the day, truly Peter might earnestly enjoy, even if it is a little scary.
I think you're talking about the difference between scary and spooky. At least the way I think about it. Like, I think of spooky in terms of, like, oh, I'm excited, I've got a smile on my face, but I'm nervous.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but, like, I think at least some of these picks are there's some earnestly scary moments.
Yeah.
Each to his own type of like level of what's appropriate, and to be able to actually enjoy the thing that you're watching. Because like it's no fun if like 10 minutes in it's just too much and like you can't end up watching it, because like then that's no fun for anybody.
You guys saw what I have as my scariest movie, right?
I can't remember now. What was
it? Yeah, I don't remember. What was it?
It's The Thing?
It's Paranormal Activity.
Oh, right.
Which is, I mean, I would argue that first one is earnestly scary.
Yeah.
There are disturbing moments in that movie.
The first one and like the last 10 minutes of the second one, like
Jesus.
Yeah.
The door just opened up behind Frank while we were talking about Paranormal Activity, and it freaked me out.
I was about to say, that was great timing.
Yeah, that was
go get your pants. Oh.
Everybody avert your eyes.
But yeah, the thought that like someone could be standing over you while you're sleeping, especially like your partner that is possessed by a demon, is like the most horrifying thing in the world.
Well, those are just late memories of when I used to do that to you when we lived together.
Listen.
Jesus.
Don't think about it.
This is an earnest question though. Paranormal Activity, you have it as the scariest movie you've seen, but did you enjoy watching it?
No.
I don't know if the delay made that better.
Because there is also part of me of like, well, if you could stand Paranormal Activity, like we should show you like a classic like Blair Witch Project, but that's also like gets into that territory.
I think VHS, the original VHS, would get him.
No, the original VHS would be no good for Peter. That would be a turn it off kind
of
situation.
That there's a couple of those fuck me up too. Yeah,
I do enjoy. I enjoy that series a lot, but.
I've only seen the first one, but it's first one.
I think,
great. But
I think, and we will find out over the course of the month. I think all three of us have mostly threaded the needle.
Yeah,
I think we all picked the same tier.
Yeah,
well, but I think we may have found the sweet spot of like there's going to be just enough scary shit in it, but also enjoyable enough and not like completely scare your pants off that like Peter might actually like these movies.
Yeah. And also,
which is the goal.
And also
for me,
all these movies have a specific thing that I think is going to fuck with Peter in particular. Like
I know yours.
Yeah,
for sure. I know yours.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with some sort of rubric as well.
Well, that's the thing is you have to decide which one of these is the scariest, but if any of them go too scary, you have to also disqualify it basically. And I'll say too, yes. I was going to pitch we just do them in the order we just pitched, but I'll kind of leave it to Peter which one he wants to watch first, and just let us know and we'll record. You don't have to decide right now, just what you're feeling, and then kind of like give us a heads up so we'll watch it and then we'll do it, you know, we'll record your reaction to it and whatnot.
Yeah.
Can I make an added proposal?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave this up to a vote with Matt and Frank. If in the event, Peter, you feel the need to stop watching the movie, we're going to allow that. We're going to call it the safety valve. But
yeah.
You must record the time code of the movie when you pulled the safety valve.
Totally. Yeah. We could do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Because at that point, now it's just a science experiment.
Precisely.
It's math. It's just a math problem. But Peter, really try not to do that. That's like you're going to have a stroke.
Right, yeah. I mean, like, we're going to take something that you love away from you if you do, but you're allowed to.
Okay. No, the goal is to get through the movies. Like, I don't...
Yes.
You can, I think we picked ones where, like, you should be able to... No. Well, the news is scarier than what we picked. You're going to watch them and you're going to be like, they think so little of me.
Probably.
I don't know. I think some of my favorite, like, growing up as a kid, my exposure, the horror movies that stuck with me were not movies that were necessarily consistently trying to assault you with just like disturbing moments. They were movies that were able to pepper in sequences or shots or scenes that would stick with you, but not so much that you ran out of the room and never wanted to come back to it again.
So the last things that I like could not finish were most years around Halloween, I tried to get through a season of American Horror Story.
Oof.
And there were two seasons that I could not get through. I think it was actually it was three. I think I gave up on Coven mostly because I got bored.
Coven was boring.
And then the Roanoke one, I had a lot of trouble getting through. And
it gets weird.
the political one. I didn't make it through the first episode.
Yeah.
Too scary.
It was just, it, for me, it wasn't so much scary. It's just like, now is not the time for me, right? To be expecting like
bad vibes.
Right,
it was
now.
More bad vibes than anything.
It was a lot of bad vibes, too. Yeah.
Have we talked about and whether or not you've seen any of the Haunting series?
I was just going to go there.
Nope.
Basically, any Flanagan, but Haunting and Midnight Mass are the two.
Oh, no. I've seen Haunting on Hill House. I liked Hill House.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hill House is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a.
The show. We were talking about the show. Okay.
Yeah. As somebody that was raised Catholic, you should watch Midnight Mass.
I know. And that might be bonus content this year. I know I need to do that.
All right. Yeah. I have mixed thoughts about Midnight Mass, but we can discuss that at another time.
I'll say Hill House, I think, is scarier than everything we picked here. So.
Yeah.
But by a mile.
I'm very much looking forward to the fall of the House of Usher, despite the fact that I canceled Netflix.
I'm sure it will somehow make itself available to this immediate group in some shape or form in time for the holidays.
Matt is slowly raising a pirate flag off a mast.
He's got a hook on
very
for
squeaky.
A hand. Weird.
Okay, gentlemen, this is a nice, short and sweet episode. I'm excited. Peter, you keep us posted. What you want to watch first, it's your call. You got the three movies. Do your stuff. Take them down.
Okay. Let's do it.
It's a little Jared Leto jokery.
I was going for count, pound, count, but come on.
Okay.
If only I had seen that movie.
Which one?
The one with Jared Leto Joker.
There's nothing to see.
No.
Yeah.